Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to that AM 1520. We're very fortunate to have a humanitarian and business leader with us today, the Reverend Terry King. He is the founder and CEO of Saving Grace Ministries, a 501c3 based in Buffalo, New York. He oversees ministry, growth, partnerships, and is involved in various areas of nonprofit leadership throughout the community. The Reverend King serves as chairman of the board of SGM of Tampa Bay and as the chairman of the board of the Resource Council of Western New York. The Resource Council is a 501c3 managing the operational and program activities at 347 East Ferry Street, Buffalo, a community outreach center. Why don't you first tell us, Terry, what is Saving Grace Ministries? What is it all about, Reverend Terry King?
Hey, good glad to be here and appreciate the opportunity to share. Saving Grace Ministries exists to serve those that are homeless, those that struggle with housing, and those that really have no other option in all of Erie County in Western New York for shelter and care. We began in 1999 as a vision to serve those, initially seven individuals in a group home that came out of incarceration, primarily New York State. And since 1999, we've grown into 12 facilities, supportive housing, affordable housing, and we also built and renovated a facility in Buffalo called 347 East Ferry for 16 apartments for veterans with children, in a first floor community center, which has been tremendous outreach and growth. Currently in our shelter care facility in Buffalo, we will serve close to 550 of the high need, high risk homeless in Erie County in 2024.
Well, wonderful mission that you are involved with. And when did it start? How did this evolve?
It evolved out of a vision that I had. My life circumstances took a dramatic change in 1994 when, as a local businessman, I drove drunk and I killed an innocent child driving drunk. I was sentenced to 4 years in state prison, and the world that I had known and the business that I had known changed forever, and the life of the victim's family changed forever. And I went to prison, a place that I never imagined I would ever go to and be at. And it was there that I did. I had an encounter with our Creator, our Lord, and changed my life forever. But more importantly, my missional calling of my life changed forever. And it was there that I witnessed people come back to community, labeled, unwanted, no place to go, and decided to build a facility that would house them and care for them. And I came back to Buffalo with $40 and one set of clothes on January 5th, 1999. Not necessarily to a community that was welcoming to ex-offenders, but determined that through my spiritual awakening and moment, I would be a better person and really seed into community. Well, it's been 27 years, and Grace House not only has grown from a 7-bed facility, but we've housed and case managed and care coordinated over 19,000 individuals in the 27 years.
Very good. So out of a tragedy, turned into an asset to you for so many people, so many homeless in need. So you really turned around your life quite a bit.
Yes. I think one of the messages is that, you know, I came back to an uncertain world, to a life that I had to really allow the Lord to guide me to be redeemed in. I experienced executive clemency in my case. The rights and privileges that many lose during these types of events have been restored. So for me, as an American citizen, understanding the privilege to vote, the privilege to serve, to help, care and guide and lift up our fellow neighbors, sons and daughters. That's life. That's what life's about. And, you know, your life then begins to have meaning and purpose. And so as I've experienced a life of tragedy to redemption, you know, I've made it my life's work to make sure others have that same opportunity, no matter their color, their creed, their ethnic background. We're all in this together. And in order to make Buffalo a better place, we've got to be able to help those that truly need a helping hand up. And we exist, Saving Grace exists, to serve all of the homeless individuals that no other agency in Western New York will house.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful fit with your care and concern for those in need and the programs that you offer. Let's talk about these programs. You oversee ministry growth, partnerships, and involve in various areas of nonprofit leadership. Tell us about these different avenues you work upon.
Well, first, Saving Grace has the shelter, supportive housing, aftercare housing. But then about 8 years ago, we built a veterans housing project on Ferry, which was the old Humboldt Y. And with that, we had a vision to partner with a number of corporations, foundations in Buffalo, the Sabres and the Bills. And they came together and provided almost $4.5 million to renovate the facility. And today, nearly 40,000 square foot facility has been renovated to provide 16 apartments. And we also have the first floor community center. So the Resource Council of Western New York is a partner agency, which I'm privileged to be the board chairman of. And we have after school program, we have adult programming, exercise classes, swimming program. We built a hockey rink on the adjoining Perkins Park, and we built a flag football field with the NFL. And so we oversee with our team, led by Catherine Roberts, we oversee all of the aspects of that community center. Last week for our fall festival, we had over 980 adults and children come through the center in one single day. And on any given day, with our after-school enrichment program and all of the activity, it's common that we're seeing 300 to 400 people on a daily basis actively engaged in our programming at the center. And I serve on the Office of Mental Health for Erie County Task Force, serve on the Reentry Committee, serving all of Erie County, and work with the Buffalo Police Department for sex offender management and policy.
Very good. It sounds like you have a very busy day. For those who just tuned in, we're learning a great deal from the Reverend Terry King, founder and CEO of Saving Grace Ministries, a 501c3 based in Buffalo, New York. If you're listening in Cheektowaga or Toronto or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, 14226. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our previous guest, World War II veteran Dr. John Long, the executive director of the Muskoka, Ontario Discovery Center and Brigadier General Anthony Tata. Coming up, we're going to have a Muskoka musician, Klinsvin Gilbert, on the program. Steve Cotton and Mike Sheehan with the Challenger Learning Center. All on the Bet AM 1520. A little bit more information about the Reverend Terry King. He also serves on the board of directors for the Friendship Foundation, supporting the Restoration Society of Western New York. Additionally, Reverend King serves on a variety of community-led initiatives, including the Erie County Reentry Task Force, the Community Foundation Equity Roundtable Reentry Initiative, and the Erie County Office of Mental Health Leadership Group. A man who gives back to his community handsomely, the Reverend Terry King. Now, we reach northern Florida with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. Let's talk about what you do in Tampa Bay.
What's we work with returning parolees and those that are criminally justice connected. We serve them to get them connected to family and to restore their lives and meaning and purpose and direction with jobs, employment, and understanding their role in community. Grace House Tampa Bay, led by David Towner, really has become influential in working with those that struggle similarly with mental health and other controlling issues and addictions, and really having a great impact over the Tampa Bay region.
Now, how is it different, the populations you serve in Buffalo and in Tampa? What is the difference?
Well, the difference is a much broader. Tampa really focuses on the reentry population. Buffalo is really broader in that we work with those that are criminally justice connected, both on a state, federal, and local jail level. But then we also look at the individuals that are homeless, in need of housing, that no other agency will take because of severe mental health illness, chronic co-occurring disorder, coupled with a addictive personality or addictive diagnosis, undiagnosed mental health, and those that exhibit behavior that really it can be violent in nature that precludes them from going to a shelter such as the City Mission. And that's become our focus over the last 8-9 years. We've really zeroed in with our staff and our care and our program to be highly impactful, to handle those that really are on the margins of life. Brian, we have right now, as of last night, 252 adult males that are sitting in hotel rooms that no other agency will take into housing, and they're waiting for a bed to open at Grace House. And the Erie County's homeless housing unit will triage those individuals as a bed opens today or tomorrow at Grace House and direct them to our facility for care and for coordinated services.
Very good. You serve a great need in the community to get people a second chance in life. A little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Eagle newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Eagle. The Ampol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. The Ampol Eagle newspaper. Let's talk a little bit about your new position as a member of the board of the directors of the Friendship Foundation that helps the homeless, people with psychiatric conditions, and drug and alcohol challenges. Tell us about that.
Yeah, joining the Friendship Foundation really is an honor. I think bringing a lens of understanding the plight of individuals and the lack of services and coordinated care really helps guide some of the decisions before the Friendship Foundation to support Restoration Society. Restoration Society is a similar situated agency to Saving Grace in that they focus on those that have significant mental health diagnoses and often live in the shadows and lack service coordination. And so the Friendship Foundation exists with funding that helps the special needs of Restoration Society as they can, fundraising and purchasing additional equipment, lasered into needs that perhaps Restoration Society can't normally get through grants and other funding sources. And the Friendship Foundation is a stopgap, kind of a back funding opportunity to help them meet needs of clients that they traditionally can't get funded through normal sources.
A very good organization. Now, both organizations, both your Saving Grace Ministries and the Friendship Foundation, help the homeless. Mm-hmm. Is there hope for one who is homeless to be rehabilitated, to be functioning on their own, to have their own housing, perhaps employment? Let's talk about that.
All of the above can happen. We've witnessed it. But it takes an enormous amount of work on the front end to engage clients, to win their trust. And the system that's in place currently in New York State, primarily Erie County, is not necessarily designed for their success. It oftentimes is designed to keep them as a client embedded in the process of being homeless. We're not favorable to rents. We're not favorable to the structure. For instance, DSS currently, for someone who's homeless, offers them a support voucher through the Department of Social Services for $335 a month. That is and expected to become their entire rent is to be supported by $335 a month. So that it's not possible. Rents in Erie County for a single resident occupancy, or what we refer to as an SRO unit, one bedroom, one bath, they're in Buffalo, New York right now, the new HUD rental rates are $780 a month. We're seeing rent rates for a one bedroom, one bath in Buffalo Amherst exceeding $1,000 a month. So a client who is homeless, struggling with mental illness, unable to navigate what you and I perceive as a normal housing situation, they only have $335 available. So other programs have to come alongside to support them as they find their independence. And those other support services are programs that RSI offers and Saving Grace offers that can last up to a year or two to help them fund that difference in their housing costs. Then you look at managing utilities. You look at accessing food and being able to access transportation. So part of what RSI does and what Saving Grace does is we have care-coordinated counselors that come alongside on a weekly basis, daily basis, to keep clients engaged and hopefully on the right life track. And what we've learned from this is people at Grace House come to us thinking they're in shelter for 60 to 90 days. And they may be with us for 6 months to a year because we become family. They learn to trust. And then working them into independent housing could take upwards of 1 to 3 years, depending on their criminal history and many other factors about behavior.
We're learning a great deal from a man who cares, involved with Saving Grace Ministries, the Reverend Terry King, founder and CEO. If you're listening in West Seneca, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we've received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. A little bit more information about the Reverend Terry King. Since its founding in 99, Saving Grace Ministries has sought to reach the lost, to serve those who no one else will serve, and to impact Western New York by providing a tangible alternative to the cycle of release and reincarceration that is too common in today's justice system. Let's talk a little bit about, in your newsletter, there's a quote here. Many of the individuals we serve often express the overwhelming sense of emotions they are feeling: depressed, lonely, hopeless, and many of them feel like they will never find housing. Let's talk about how the mission of Saving Grace Ministries helps these people in need.
We have worked for the last decade to engage local housing providers. As an agency, we've gone out and purchased 12 additional houses, and we've developed affordable housing, building our 2017 Bailey apartment building. Housing is critical. Appropriate housing for individuals, access to transportation, and working with developers and working with housing providers that would trust Saving Grace to refer a client that could be able to first afford the rent and to be able to sustain and maintain housing without damaging and causing great cost of damage to the landlord has been a formidable task for us to achieve. And similarly, agencies like RSI, we've all had to work together to develop those relationships with housing providers. Any given night, Erie County alone, 250 plus in our program, other shelters, we probably average about 320. So Brian, what that tells us is that tomorrow, if we release from shelter those 320 people, we've got to go out and find 320 apartments, and that just doesn't exist in the housing stock. So it's a constant battle to develop, find, and locate appropriate housing, and then put the safeguards in place where these individuals, who oftentimes people in our program on average age is 54, average time of incarceration for the 550 people we serve, on average is about 20 plus years. Eighth grade is or less is the education level. Probably 35 to 40% read and write at a third grade or lower level. And so when we say that individuals will become gainfully employed, that's just not going to happen. Probably 22 to 24% of the population we serve will become gainfully employed. So it's a combination of maintaining support services, housing, and then helping individuals understand their obligation here in community to be free individuals and housed.
Now, if we have someone in South Buffalo or Toronto or Rochester who's listening to the Rusk Report today on the Bet AM 1520, and they'd like to give a donation tax deductible to Saving Grace Ministries, how can one do that?
Well, you can go online at www.sgmworld.org, and right on our website is a donation link. And you can also send a check to Saving Grace Ministries at P.O. Box 1013, Williamsville, New York, 14231. That's Saving Grace Ministries, P.O. Box 1013, Williamsville, New York, 14231.
We urge our listeners to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520 to give generously to Saving Grace Ministries. Now, in your newsletter, there's a quote here: "I'm not worthy to find a job, let alone any job." And this is from a client of Saving Grace Ministries. How do you build up the self-esteem and confidence for this individual to find and work at a job?
Brian, we meet individuals that have really been emotionally beaten, and they've taken on those labels and that life experience to just assume that they're not going to be worthy of ever having gainful employment. And it's really a neat testament to our work, because recently we've engaged Amazon, we've engaged UPS, Tops Friendly Markets, Rosina Foods. There's a Great Lakes Concrete. There's a number of other employers in Western New York that have stood up and are actually coming to Grace House and conducting interviews and job fairs directly with our client base. And for those that are work ready, work able, we are able to get them a job within weeks of arrival. It's an amazing to see. And the And the men quickly understand that they have value, that they're important, and that their history and their past, they have a redeemed life ahead of them. And so it's really neat to witness someone that comes to us who's really despondent and in, you know, despair, and to meet someone from UPS standing in the room saying, "I'm interested in hiring you." To see the smile, to see the self-esteem rise, to see that response is, that's why we do what we do.
Now, do you help women also?
We do, not in direct housing. We have a planned new development. It's a new shelter that is currently being designed, and we're going through the development process on that. It's a 34-bed brand new facility to be built at Genesee and Bailey in the city of Buffalo, and it calls for designated shelter space for women. So it will also house men and women, and so the design is being built, and the architect planning is around serving both men and women.
Now, this person also wrote in your newsletter, "No one will house me." How long does it take to get somebody housing if they have no place to sleep?
It could be 6 months to 3 years. We have individuals that are currently in our program that came to us 6 years ago who are still in our supportive housing because of their criminal history and their offenses to community that were horrific. And they have significant limitations on where they can live, and those restrictions preclude most housing opportunities. And if they have significant mental health illness, for instance, if they're a level 3 sex offender and they've committed multiple child offenses and they have a mental health diagnosis and they're elderly, you know, they're screened out of assisted living. They're screened out of nursing home care. And so we have a very difficult time navigating and finding long-term housing. We have a number of individuals with us that have been with us 6 years. We have other individuals that literally it could take a year of planning to find appropriate, safe, and secure housing for the level of care that they need.
Again, if somebody would like to give a donation to your 501c3, how should they make a check and where should they send it to?
Make the check payable to Saving Grace Ministries. Send it to Post Office Box 1013, Williamsville, New York, 14231.
We have a minute left. Hope for the homeless. Can we finally eradicate the crisis of the homeless population?
Brian, it's possible. We have to first recognize and accept that we have people in community that truly have significant needs, and we can do better as a people, as a community, to serve those that are the most vulnerable. And it's that population group that when we really reach with compassion and empathy to understand, we may never understand how in the world did they get where they are, but what we have to learn is they don't have to remain where they are. We can help lift them up.
I'm sorry, we have to bring this to a close. We've learned a great deal from the Reverend Terry King, founder and CEO of Saving Grace Ministries. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, director of production for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us, the Reverend Terry King. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.